Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Kell reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbein moves to second. two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quell. The throw from Richards and he is out, Webb applying the tag. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine strikes out. There goes Wakefield. The throw from Hayes to second, and Wakefield is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Richards fields it, throws to 3-for-1, and over to first for the double play. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Tucker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 3 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game. With a double. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Evers reaches third base with a triple. Lake goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2 White Sox. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Michael strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Roy Cullenbine. Onsmore pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Paul Richards. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.